good one. Let's get this thing going today, the Bob Almanac, and we are playing a quiz for those tickets to the Medina. Today is Tuesday, September 17th, 260th day of the year. We have 105 left to go. 105, 105.5, KDDG, part of the Bob FM network of stations.
Where they're seeing rain this morning.
Yeah. 1787, this is Constitution Day, because this is the date that the Constitution of the United States was signed.
Okay.
At the end of the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia, no longer were we living under the Articles of Confederation. It was now the Constitution.
That was a good thing.
1787, 1955.
Do you have any special advice for the young people who drive?
Take it easy driving. Life you might save might be mine.
That's Jimmy Dean, and those words were somewhat prophetic as he filmed the television commercial and PSA for the National Highway Safety Committee, urging Americans to drive safely, and it would be not that long later that he would die in a car accident.
Going too fast. Yeah, he was not practicing what he was preaching.
No, he wasn't. That was 55.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me on my own. Me gotta go. Pull the pyro down the bio.
So the question is that Hank Williams just sped up, or is that Brenda Lee?
Son of a gun, we'll have a bigger fun on the bio.
Brenda Lee released her first ever single this day, doing Hank Williams' Jambalaya. Brenda Lee, this date, 1956, 61. I wasn't around. You were young. But do you remember when the Vikings made their debut?
Brand new Minnesota Vikings and their rookie coach Norm Van Brocklin turned in a remarkable job in their first venture into the rugged National Football League. Vikings shocked the football world by whipping the Bears in their very first outing. Rand Tarkenton, a rookie from the University of Georgia, pitches a long strike to Jerry Reichow. Tarkenton matched Redskin Norm Steed's performance as a rookie quarterback. The Vikings loop the 49ers.
That was a nice game opening up against the Chicago Bears.
Jerry Reichow. My dad got to be good friends with him.
Weren't they the defending NFL champs?
They were recently the NFL champs.
Yeah. The Bears. 37-13, the Vikings. And Fran did not start that game. He came off the bench to throw like four touchdown passes rush for another one, I think.
Yeah.
Because he was Fran, after all.
He was.
It was a nice little start. I think they only won two or three more games that year.
Right. I think they finished 5-something.
To start that way was pretty good in 61.
Yeah, I don't remember. I was not quite... Three. I just don't remember.
You know that I would be alive if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher.
The Doors, Ray Manzarek, and of course Jim Morrison performing on the Ed Sullivan Show. The producers wanted them to take out "Couldn't Get Much Higher."
Right.
Just think about that.
Couldn't get much higher.
Just think about that. You couldn't say that, or they didn't want you to say that.
Jeez.
Back in the 60s, and as you could hear, he did. We don't know whether he forgot, or they never intended to, or they were defiant. Who knows? But the Doors on Ed Sullivan, this date in 67. In 72, MASH made its debut.
Oh, lay off, Frank. I just had a hard day at the office. Your conduct in there was not only unbecoming an officer, it was equally reprehensible as a medical man.
Frank, I happen to be an officer only because I foolishly opened an invitation from President Truman to come to this costume party. And as for my ability as a doctor, if you seriously question that, I'm afraid I'll just have to challenge you to a duel.
So, obviously it was a movie. Couple of years earlier,
yes.
What, 1970?
Yes.
MASH
was released in 70,
and then
Elliot
2 years...
Elliot Gould and Donald Sutherland.
Yeah, 2 years later, MASH debuted on CBS. It would be on the air for 11 years, widely regarded as one of the top comedy programs in history. And it still stands up to today.
It does.
1972.
Very well done.
In 76.
After being blasted off from Cape Canaveral by 2 reusable solid fuel rockets and 3 liquid rockets, the shuttle, weighing more than 100 tons, will be put into Earth orbit. It can carry scientists in a shirt-sleeve atmosphere.
So for the first time, the public got a chance to see what a space shuttle would look like. It was unveiled. The Space Shuttle Enterprise, which never was meant for space travel. That was only the test vehicle, Neil.
100 tons.
It did not have the engines. They basically just used it for landing practice off of a 747. Basically, it was a glider.
Sure.
But they called it Enterprise because so many Star Trek fans petitioned and sent letters into NASA to have it named the Enterprise. So when they unveiled it on this date in 76, guess who was there? Scotty, Sulu, Chekhov.
The whole gang.
Spock. No. Bill wasn't there. Bill Shatner.
Wasn't there, no.
Too busy either saving on Priceline or maybe getting ready for another episode of TJ Hooker. I can't remember.
Could have been.
But he was not there. But that was this date in 76. And they had originally planned the first ever space shuttle flight to be in 79. I think they didn't do it till 81. It had been delayed.
A little delayed.
In 78 in the news.
We are privileged to witness tonight a significant achievement in the cause of peace. An achievement none thought possible.
You heard of the Camp David Accords?
Yes.
Anwar Sadat, Menachem Begin, and Jimmy Carter signed the Camp David Accords, frameworks for peace. And
didn't
who gets,
seem like it held up.
Yeah, who gets Sinai, who gets to use the Suez Canal, that whole thing going on. I mean, they tried. I mean, it was progress. But
right.
Again, we still, I don't think we have peace in the Middle East. How about what happened in Saudi Arabia just recently?
I don't think
just a couple
do.
Of days ago, he had a drone strike. So, you know, bless their hearts. They tried between Egypt and Israel. That was the state in 78. In 84, here this state, baseball.
There it goes. Home run number 500.
Reggie Jackson, his 500th career home run. It occurred exactly. It was on the same date as his first home run 17 years earlier.
Pretty cool.
When he was playing for the Kansas City A's at that time. That was in 1984, 1991. Another television show making its debut.
Sweetheart, what you gotta do?
Oh, this is great. Now I gotta take advice from a guy who prances around a TV studio grunting like a baboon.
What does that have to do
with it? While Miss Benford Tool Girl flashes her big headlights. Lisa? No, Al.
Home Improvement made its debut on this date on ABC, based, of course, on the comedy of Mr. Tim Allen. He was Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Hilarious show, too.
1991. 1998, here's a Terry Clark reference. Home of our Country Gold show, Sundays at 1 here on Bob FM. Terry Clark had her shoulder dislocated when she was pulled from a moving car at the New Mexico State Fair. A male fan had pulled her from the open car.
Whoops. And not advised.
Dislocated her shoulder. She couldn't play guitar for a while. That was Terry Clark, 1998. 2001, you know, just less than a week after 9/11.
Watching all of this, I wasn't sure that I should be doing a television show because for 20 years we've been in the city making fun of everything, making fun of the city, making fun of my hair, making fun of Paul, well. So to come to this circumstance that is so desperately sad, I don't trust my judgment in matters.
David Letterman had his first show in New York. It was his show and really Saturday Night Live were the two television shows, big shows based in New York. And it was a big deal when they went back on the air.
Yep.
And SNL had an important debut after 9/11 as well. That was the
steal.
Exactly. Yep. 2001. Birthdays now. And again, we're playing a quiz for what's that again, Neil? Give us the short version of what we're giving away.
Country Music Dance Party with Trailer Trash, Janie Miller, September 27th, Medina.
What does a guy got to do to get the fifth dimension to perform at the Medina? I think Marilyn McCoo is still alive. Billy Davis Jr. Obviously, Lamont McLemore from the fifth dimension is still alive.
Yeah.
Stone Soul Picnic. So many good songs. Lamont McLemore. We had that album, Greatest Hits on Earth, and it had them all pictured there. Lamont was the one with the beard. I think they all three of the men had a beard.
Yeah.
And maybe one of the gals. 80, not Marilyn McCoo. 80 no. For Lamont McLemore. Phil Jackson, pretty good basketball player. I remember him playing with the Knicks, right?
Yes,
played with the Knicks and the Nets and some other teams. Then he became the master of Zen. He was the Zen master.
Left-handed, pretty good shot.
Led the Chicago Bulls to 6 NBA titles and the LA Lakers to 5.
He was gangly.
He was. And I would tell you, I bet you I could have coached the Bulls and the Lakers to a few titles with
they had some
with
skill.
That talent.
Yeah, they
you know,
had
nothing,
some skill.
All due respect to Phil Jackson. You know, he had to manage the egos, though.
Right.
And then run his, was it his motion offense?
Yeah.
That was the big Phil Jackson motion offense. Phil Jackson, 74 on the list today. You can step outside your little world. You can talk to a pretty girl. She's everything you dream about. The big 80s one-hit wonder here by the group The Tubes.
Oh, sure.
Fee Wabel, who's the lead singer from The Tubes.
That was a big one there.
Song based on a Peep Show. Fee Wabel is 69. How about this lady?
Hello, darling. Yes, it's me, that vamp of camp, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, bringing you the best of the worst. Or is it the worst of the best?
She was Elvira, the Mistress of the Dark, actually a classically trained comedy actress with the Groundlings. And then somebody discovered her, and she started hosting these horror TV shows.
Horror Incorporated.
No, that was the one locally. That was the local one here in Minneapolis on KSDP Channel 5. But she was out in California doing the similar thing, kind of like that, hosting campy B-movies, horror movies. Mm-hmm. And then she was discovered nationally, and she's been doing it ever since. And her real name is Cassandra Peterson. It's Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. She is 68. And our rapper of the day today is Doug E. Fresh. Him and his good buddy Slick Rick had a number of big hits.
Are you making that up?
No. Doug E. Fresh and Slick Rick. I wouldn't make that up.
No, it's hard to.
Doug E. Fresh, 53. Had to be true to the music.
Right on.
So happy birthday to Doug E. Fresh. He's 53.
Gone but not forgotten, industrialist David Buick was born on this day in 1854. I'll let you decipher what auto company he founded. And again, that was 1854. Former Chief Justice of our U.S. Supreme Court, Warren Burger, 1907. He is going to be prominently featured in the next edition of the Ken Burns country music documentary. Hank Williams Sr.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more. No happy, no sorrow inside.
A tremendous songwriter. He changed country music. He was born on this day, 1923. A very short life. I think, what did he pass away? Like New Year's Eve in 51 or something? Hank Sr., rather, 1923. He was a Pro Football Hall of Famer. He was a punter and a quarterback. I just remember him coming in relief.
And he played forever.
Of Daryl LaMonica, the Mad Bomber, with the Raiders and would lead him on fourth quarter charges. George Blanda, 1927. Tony Award-winning actor Roddy McDowell.
It began in our prehistory with the plague that fell upon dogs.
And cats.
And hundreds and thousands of them died, and hundreds and thousands of them had to be destroyed in order to prevent the spread of infection.
There were dog bonfires.
They had dog bonfires.
Wow.
Because of that plague. And you know what? We're never going to have that plague. You know why? Bob Barker.
Yes.
It was that plague in that universe, in the Planet of the Apes universe. They lost all their cats and dogs and relied on apes. Mm-hmm. And then the apes took over eventually as they evolved. But we're not going to have that problem because of Bob Barker, because he is single-handedly controlling the pet population.
Nobody did it better.
Mm-hmm.
Roddy McDowell, Planet of the Apes there, and some other things, Poseidon Adventure, I remember him, in 1928. Anne Bancroft, she was in The Miracle Worker, also The Graduate, opposite Dustin Hoffman, 1931.
Hello, Mr. Gay.
Who is it, George?
Some Eskimo that talks like Bentley.
Hi, Mr. J. May I trouble you for a moment?
Why stop now? You've been troubling me for years.
He was the English neighbor to the Jeffersons, Neil.
Paul Benedict, he was Harry Bentley on the Jeffersons and was in some other things as well, 1938. What about the great John Ritter?
Have another beer.
No, I want to go home to my own room to sleep in my own bed. I don't want another beer.
Would you like another beer?
Oh, yeah.
He could always be persuaded by a nice-looking waitress.
Yes, he could. That's John Ritter. We lost him way too early. He was born on this day in 1948. One more. He was with the Oak Ridge Boys when they had the falling out with William Lee Gold and Steve Sanders.
When I was a young boy, I would dream about life and wonder just how sweet it would be. Baby, I got
he sang lead on this song.
Yes,
what
he did.
Lucky Moon, and then also It's Gonna Take a Lot of River, his voice. Those are kind of the three hits that he was part of.
No matter how high I get.
Took his own life, sadly. He seemed to have the world on a string. He was a guitar player in the band, then they moved him front and center. Steve Sanders, born on this day 1952. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Okay, here's the quiz for the big prize at the Medina. The question is, Doug E. Fresh, our rapper of the day today, is 53. What was the name of his partner? I named his partner a couple of times. He used to do songs. It was Doug E. Fresh featuring this person or this person featuring Doug E. Fresh.
I asked if you were making it up.
I was not. Let's look it up.
I believe it.
Who was that? Who was Doug E. Fresh's partner? 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. What's the date for that?
September the 27th, a week from Friday.
Line dance party at the Medina. First caller with the correct answer will win. 763-450-0100. Long stretch of music. It's going to be uninterrupted and continuous, Neil. Would you like to start it with Vince Gill? Let's Do Something. Brad Paisley featuring Alabama with Old Alabama. Or Alan Jackson, Gone Country.
For the guy who was here last Friday and put on a tremendous show, I heard at the Orpheum, Vince Gill.
Okay.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1 Elk River.